This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
The biggest drama in Detroit sports, and no one's talking about it. It's not on the court. Our basketball team's great. I mean, I guess there's a little intrigue about what the hockey team will do at the deadline, but I don't think there's a lot of drama with the Wings right now. We're going to see how they play out of the break. And we're too early for any Lions drama. The biggest drama right now in Detroit sports is what's going to happen with the Tigers' starting rotation. Casey Mize pitched over the weekend.
Look good.
Velo was up throwing 97, 98. His splitter looks rejuvenated.
Yeah, splitter was in the 90s as well.
Yep. Kenta Maeda, Velo up, swing and miss. Veteran player, got to have it bounce back year. And then there's Jackson Jobe. Three guys for two spots. You want to throw Montero in there? Fine. But there's only two spots because Jack Flaherty's back. You got Scooble, you got Flaherty, and you've got Reese Olson. So, John, it's the story no one's talking about. Who will the Tigers starting five be? And could Jobe potentially start the year either in the bullpen or in Toledo?
It's a great question because we saw him last year and they put him in pivotal position in the postseason.
No kidding.
I mean, it was unbelievable what they did in Houston and Cleveland with him. And I am curious to their theory on how they want to bring along a guy that they believe will eventually be an ace for this team. They've obviously got Scooble, they've got Flaherty, they've got Olson. We know who the top three are. You've already talked about those guys. I think the bigger question is, one, how does Maeda and Mize continue to look throughout, you know, spring training? Do they pitch the same way that we saw them pitch over the weekend? If that's the case, I think we could see him in the bullpen. I think it's more likely that we see Jackson Jobe in AAA. And it's not because he's not good enough to be in the major leagues. It's because everybody knows, and A.J. Hinch, this Scott Harris, they all know somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah,
somebody's going to miss time.
They need six, probably seven starters to get through 162 games. That's baseball.
How many times did we see Matt Manning come up and down last year? Like, it's going to happen. And they talked about him as well. We think he's our sixth starter, but he's going to start in AAA because we just don't have enough roster spots. I think Jobe could be in that same spot, along with Montero. Montero was kind of pivotal last year.
They're going to get contributions from all of them. But I just think it's interesting to see what they do for the opening day roster. It's a numbers game, not just, hey, five starters. It's a numbers game for Jackson Jobe. I think this organization thinks the world of him, but I also don't think they don't want to put him in harm's way either. They want to be sensitive to a young arm who has yet to throw 100 innings in a season. Skeens last year was like 133, 134, something like that. I don't know that Jobe's throwing more than Skeens, and Skeens didn't make his first major league start until May. So you got to ask yourself, what's the best way? I want Jobe throwing those innings end of the season more than I want him to throw those innings early and then have to be weaned off and play this game later. I think it makes sense for him to begin the season in the bullpen where he can throw 1 to 2 innings and ramp up, and all of a sudden you get to May, and hey, if Maeda's pitching great, fine, but if he slips or someone gets hurt, insert Job. And now I've managed his innings to start the year. I ramp him up as the year gets going, and I hope I get a Skeens-like impact where he wins Rookie of the Year.
That is, to me, that seems like the most likely, the most logical move for the Tigers to make. Save any injury from now until, and don't forget, if Maeda and Mize start out, I mean, when does Cobb come back?
That's a good point, too.
Because he will be a part of the equation once he is healthy again. So are they going to use Maeda and just say, you know what, hey, give us your best stuff for as long as you possibly can. And when you can't anymore, or Mize, the same thing, we've got Cobb waiting in the wings, and maybe Cobb comes in, Mize goes down. Now you got Mize, Job, and Montero in AAA. And does Mize eventually, you know, move to the bullpen? And when Cobb comes back, like, there's a lot of different things. Or do they have Kenta Maeda be that what they tried to do with him later in the season when it was clear they didn't want to start off with a 6-run first inning? And they put Maeda
like a piggyback.
Yeah. Hey, we'll bring you in sometime second, third. And we need 3-4. We need you as an innings eater.
Face the bottom of the order, get some gimme outs, get some innings. Look, we saw them be incredibly creative a year ago, but it sounds like the strength of this team will be at starting rotation. They've got the horses to run a 5-man rotation. Honestly, they got enough guys to run a 6-man rotation. What do you anticipate happens with the starting rotation come opening day? 248-539-9797. Look, it's do or die for Casey Mize. He's a former number one pick. I think he knows his career hangs in the balance, kind of like Torkelson. And if he comes out and pitches well in the spring, he should be in the starting rotation. Then it's about Maeda and Job and juggling innings and doing this strategically. Last year, they had 7 pitchers start 10 or more games. They're going to need all of them. Mm-hmm. Throw in Cobb, and yeah, they probably do have 7 arms. But I think Job should start in the bullpen.
Oh, you think he should start in the bullpen?
Yes.
Not in AAA?
No, the bullpen. Ramp him up, get a major league experience. I'm not worried about service time. If he's as good as they say he is, he'll finish in Rookie of the Year. They'll get draft pick compensation. He may even be Super 2. So I'd have him up here starting on the opening day roster, but coming out of the bullpen.
It'll be interesting because, as you mentioned, it's going to be about having your best rotation. Now, obviously, you've got to win enough games early to make it matter later. But when things get really tight in the second half of the season, you want to have a flamethrower like a Jackson Job.
Yep.
And you want to have him available not just in August or September, but hopefully you're able to utilize him in October as well.
Well, how about this?
Unless I get carried away, but
let's use Skeens as an example. You know, Skeens' best month last year was his final month. The month of September, Paul Skeens had a 0.75 ERA. And that is the comp for Job, right? You say flamethrower, swing and miss, young arm, power arm. We just saw it a year ago with the Pirates. I think that's kind of the goal for Job is get him over that 100-inning threshold. Don't burn his arm out at 150-plus innings,
right,
but bring him along, get his best stuff at the end of the year, peaking at the right time.
So the question then is, do you want to nickel and dime him at the beginning of the year coming out of the bullpen, or do you want to let him go down to AAA and continue to develop, continue to dial in the entire, you know, arsenal that he has, and then when he comes up, he hits the ground running?
I would default to Chris Fetter on what would better prepare a pitcher. But I like the idea that he'd get to see major league hitters from the jump, because the swing and miss stuff, you have to know what's going to play at the major league level. It's a completely different game when you get up to the bigs. Ticket text and phone calls, 248-539-9797. Texter says, why not have a 6-man rotation? A lot of teams have that to give starters extra rest, gives you long inning guys in the bullpen.
Well, first of all, I mean, you could do it however you want. If you got 6 up, I still want Skubal pitching every 5.
Right. So
that's why you don't do
it. That's why you don't do it. Right. Exactly. I mean, you can't do both.
Why do I want to get less Skubal, less Flaherty? No, I want those guys throwing every 5th day.
I mean, you might do that in a pinch in the summer, dog days, doubleheader stacking up, something, some sort of combination there, whatever. You know, I think AJ gave Scooble an extra day off last year at some point that we were a little critical of or something. But look, he's managing his horse. So I would prefer Job starts down unless he just is lights out in the spring. I just think it's just an opinion in the end here. Who knows what's right or wrong, really, to start in the bullpen here or to do your normal routine in Toledo as a starter, right? I don't know what the answer to that is.
Is there any world where he comes in and dependent? Let's just play this game. Maeda, Mize, they look like they did this past weekend throughout all of spring training. Is there any world where he just simply beats out Casey Mize to start the season?
Yeah, because I think Mize blows and Job blossoms.
That's how you really feel.
Okay. I'm saying as I think there's a chance that could happen.
Right. I think history tells us that's who Casey Mize is. But if he looks the way that he did on Sunday, and he looks that way all spring, is there any way that Jackson Job just simply, hey, we've got a flamethrower, we're not going to hold back, we know he can just go out there and win games for us, let's just go with Jackson Job?
Well, the six-man rotation argument is to do that. If he does that, then you're giving Job some rest throughout the season because of what Jim's saying, innings for the season. So, you know, maybe Montero takes one of Job's starts here or there. That's how you use a six-man rotation with a five-man rotation, you know, where you give him days off. I think the rotation going in will be obviously the top three, and then I think four will be Maeda, and I think five will be Mize. I think they're going to give him a shot. I wasn't taking a full personal shot at him there. It was if he blows, okay? Which he can, you know, because I'm just kind of done with both him and Torque, to be quite honest with you. I'm sick of those guys. It's put up or shut up time, and it needs to be some serious put up in the spring. And how serious can you take spring? I don't know. I'm sick of guys holding this team back. We got horses to roll with without mm-hmm. them. Just because you're number one picks doesn't mean you deserve more chances.
I think they are. That's their mindset with Torque.
Why not? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'm just telling you. I think if you're trying to parse and read and do all the tea leaves, I think that's what they have done by moving Colt Keith to first base with Spencer Torkelson. I don't know that they're there yet with Casey Mize. And some of it is the Tommy John, you know, the recovery and getting him back to full strength. He should be at full strength. This should be his coming out party.
I do think there's a chance he can rediscover, because after the 2 years after the surgery, usually this is the time where a guy can maybe refine himself. And there have been some guys who, you know, look at what Walker Buehler did last year. You know, he was kind of left for dead. So Casey Mize never pitched like Walker Buehler
before.
Well,
the thought here is you got Chris Fetter. If anybody can unlock Casey Mize, and it's now or never, you give him one more shot. And he looked good in his first, it's only two innings of spring training. But I think it's the big story in Detroit right now is who's going to be in that rotation when the Tigers start the season? And is it Jackson Job? And what do you do with this phenom?